report. Good to visit with David Ferquin, extension agent from McLean County, but of course, right in Christian County with us as well. Good morning, David. How you doing?
All right, Alan. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good. What's going on this week? Been a good week for agriculture, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Been a lot of stuff going on, and you know, we could really use this little rain. We could really use a little bit of rain. I hate to say it, but
we could. Yeah, I agree.
You know, things are starting to get dry, and we could really use the rain. You know, on that corn and soybeans, we've got a lot of beans going in the ground right now, and folks are finishing up planting corn. You know, up there, but you know, hopefully, you know, we could get a little rain that would really help a lot of stuff, Alan. You know, pasture is starting to look starting to look pretty tough in places, and you know, we need to get some regrowth on that. You know, we talked about it last week, keeping those pastures in that vegetative stage instead of the you know, reproductive stage. So, you know, hopefully, folks are doing that, but it's still, you know, we need some rain to really make everything go.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you mentioned soybean planting, corn planting, pretty much over in your way, or
no? It's still going pretty good, Alan, and you know, hopefully within the next week or so, we're trying to finish a lot of that up. There is some bottom ground that, you know, maybe a little bit later we'll get planted in the next week or two, but you know, hopefully we're starting to finish it up. I think we're on the kind of the downhill slide on a lot of it. It's just, you know, so much bottom ground up there that was wet and you know, had a lot of you know, trash on it that up under that trash is really wet, you know, so you know, hopefully that's starting to get dried out. Mm-hmm. And folks have taken tractors, they burn a lot of that off, and they've taken tractors and pushed a lot of it off, and you know, hopefully that'll dry out, and we'll be able to get a lot of that done. But I think the bean plant will continue for 2-3 weeks here, but hopefully the corn plant is going to be winding up in the next week or two,
because they full season beans up there for more popular. right
absolutely. There's not very much wheat. There is a little bit of wheat. Folks just didn't get it planted this last fall. You know, we have a situation where you just couldn't get in the field and get it done, and you know, there's just not that much wheat, but there is a little bit. But you know, and it's not looking all that great. Everybody you talk to says, you know, it's just kind of an okay crop, and you know, not anything special. But you know, it's wheat's very resilient, as we saw last year, so we'll just see how things turn out.
Sounds like a good plan. Well, David, I know you're back in extension, and certainly as you're back in extension, you'll be working with the bred heifer sale on Tuesday night. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, Alan. And of course, the West Kentucky Select bred heifer sale coming up on May the 22nd, which is next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We should have those heifers penned, I would say anywhere between 4 and 5 o'clock that afternoon. We'll have those penned. Just to give you a real quick rundown of the consigners: Barnett Land and Cattle Company will have 15 head. A lot of those are the Ultra Black, which is the Angus and Brangus heifers. Then we have Beachman Alexander, always real popular. They've got 22 Angus and 10 of the Beefmaster Angus cross heifers, which the big, large frame, deep, you know, thick kind of heifers that folks really like. Bryant Brothers has 50 heifers, and those are Angus and Angus cross heifers. Roger and Michael Coombs have 20. Most of those are black, and they are Gelby and Simmental influenced heifers. Folks are looking for a little larger frame kind of heifer. Head Family Farms has 20. Those are Angus cross and Baldy heifers. Those are some of them are bred AI to Gardner Angus Kevin E Sire Gar 100X. So those should be some pretty good heifers. Hudson Brothers has 3 Red Angus heifers. Meadow Ridge Farms has 50 Angus cross heifers with some Baldies in there. Tim Skeen has 7 Angus heifers. WW Farm and Forge, Gary Williams has 10 heifers. Those are all sired AI, and 6 of those heifers are bred AI. So folks looking for heifers that are bred AI, it kind of gives you a pretty close calving date on that. And then the draft of the sale, Alan, you know, the sale order and the catalog will be online on Friday. www.kyheifersale.com, and you'll get all the information there. But you know, those heifers have been through a strict, you know, culling process, and PI tested, and strict vaccination program, and they've been through them 15 times, and you know, they've been preg checked. They'll be preg checked the day of the sale, so make sure everything is good there. So you know, for all the rules and regulations, you can all, you know, always check that website. And you know, but a really good set of heifers, fall calving heifers, of course. If anybody's looking for fall calving heifers, this would be the place to pick them up.
Well, you know, Kevin's worked very closely with a lot of producers to put this sale together, as he does Twice a year, I think. Is it twice
yep,
a year?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, we do a spring sale for fall calf for heifers, and then a fall sale for spring calving heifers.
And so. Bulls in the fall, too, right?
I believe that's right. Yes, fall, yeah. I believe that's right.
So we usually have Kevin on, but we'll probably have him on Monday to talk with us. So, Kevin, I'm going to get a hold of you and get you on Monday there if you're listening this morning. But, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity because finding good replacement heifers with new blood is a good thing for the farm.
You know? Well, you know, and a lot of us, Alan, are just, you know, we have 30 or 35 cows, and it's really hard to keep, you know, when you're buying bulls, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to keep heifers out of that bull and breed back to that bull, so you don't want to do that. So obviously you've got to find some heifers from somewhere, and this is a great place to pick up a nice quality set of cattle. They've already been through all the pelvic checking and all that kind of stuff, or as close to a perfect heifers you can get from the standpoint of you doing everything you can possibly do, from vaccination to pelvic checking to all that bred to calving these bulls, you know, all those type things, you know, it's as close as you can get. Not that you don't have trouble sometimes, because that's just when you have cattle that you have trouble, but this is as close as you can get to being as good as it can be.
I think I make a good point here. You can always have trouble, but I think this very important to look at every factor you can to try to minimize risk there.
So. Yeah, and you know, when you're down there looking at the cattle, get in the pens with them. You know, I encourage people to do that and have for years. You know, if you can't get in the pen with them at the stockyard, you're probably not going to get in the pen with them at the house. You need to pick a good heifers with good disposition, and Kevin has been through all these heifers and has tried to do that. Every now and then you're going to get one that maybe when they get to the stockyard gets a little silly, but you know, that's for something for you to decide when you get to the stockyard, and that's the reason I encourage people to get in the pen with them.
Yep. Well, very good, Mr. Ferquin. Again, what time is the sale? What time do they be pinned?
7 o'clock, and should have them pinned anywhere from in that 4 to 4:30 range. Okay.
So come on out and be that Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Kentucky West Kentucky Select Bred Heifer. So David, always appreciate you being here, and you guys have a good week. And we'll talk to you next Thursday. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Alan.